on the Coyote Sports Network. From Learfield IMG College, this is the YokeCast, the official podcast of the University of South Dakota Athletics, taking you inside the stories of Coyote athletes, coaches, administrators, and more. Now, here's your host, John Thayer.
Hey, what's up? How's it going? We are back for another episode of YokeCast. Great to have you alongside for this one. It's been amazing to see, you know, how quickly we're coming to a slowdown in sports. And I say that knowing that last year it obviously came crashing a lot quicker for many of us. But, you know, when you have as many sports as we did going on in the spring, to now see just a few remaining here over the next few weeks, it's crazy how it slowed down so quickly. But hopefully we'll get to that slowdown. Everybody can take a deep breath and regroup this summer, and then we'll be back at it in a big way in the fall. Certainly hope for all of that, because obviously it has been a challenging year for so many people, for fans, for athletes, for coaches, for administrators. It's just amazing what everybody has done this year to try to get through, you know, this pandemic and get through this particular year in college athletics and find a way to just get through it, you know, find a way to let these athletes do what they want to do. And obviously schoolwork is very important to them, but they compete. They have worked their lives to compete at the collegiate level. And so to find a way to get through that this year, to me, has been incredible. And I'm going to keep saying that because, I get the chance to sit back and watch it. I get the chance to see what it means to so many people. And I think that's something that we just have to continue to understand and continue to appreciate, that so many people have done a lot. And I know fans have sacrificed, players have sacrificed, coaches, administrators. Some of the administration behind the scenes that people don't understand, don't see, have taken on bigger roles because of COVID and some of the challenges, you know, whether it's testing of student athletes or officials, or whether it's getting together for a committee and trying to determine the right amount of fans to allow in and how you can socially distance. And I know not everybody's on board with the whole COVID thing, and I totally understand that. But at the end of the day, they had a duty and an obligation to find a way to make it work at home events. And just think so many people did an incredible job this year. And hopefully we'll continue to see that kind of, work together to find ways to successfully make things happen. And, I'm here for it, here to see it. Hopefully we don't have to do pandemic planning again, but certainly appreciate all the work that so many people have done, and just even for fans to get through all of the sacrifices that you have had to make to make this year a reality and all of that. It's been incredible. So we keep doing it. We keep doing it together, and we'll hopefully by next fall. I say hopefully because I'm confident, but I know how quickly things can change. But hopefully by next fall, we get back to what we were before and back to some normalcy, if you will, and all of that stuff. So we'll look forward to all of that. Coming up in the show today, we are going to talk softball with Lauren Wobkin. She's a senior softball player from Scribner, Nebraska. We'll talk men's golf with John Vining and the relationship that he has with women's golf coach Brett Bennett, once teammates, now coaching in the same program. And we'll get things started this week, as we always do, with the athletic director of the University of South Dakota, David Herbster. David, it feels like things are starting to wind down a little bit as we get through the month of April and turn the calendar here to May, which is obviously very typical. But it feels, to me it feels like we've come to more of a screeching halt than we normally do, just because the amount of sports that we've actually had this spring in relation to what a normal spring looks like.
That's a really good point. We have been amazed at how much we have been able to accomplish in such a short amount of time. It's definitely been a whirlwind, and which is good. I think, you know, what our staff has been able to do over the course of, and let's just start, we'll start in January, really in earnest in February, March, And now where we are in April, where literally we had every single sport competing. And, the staff is certainly tired. But what's so amazing about this group is that, and coaches and athletes, put those in one category. But the staff, whether they be the trainers or strength and conditioning, marketing, sports information, game ops, whatever you name it, have found obstacles every single step of the way, but have figured out a way around them or over them. And I think you'll never see me run a marathon, right? But I feel like we're in the last mile or two of the marathon. The legs, they kind of want to lock up a little bit, but the heart won't let it, and it just keeps pushing everybody forward. And I couldn't be more proud of this group for what we've all been able to accomplish in this short amount of time. And we kind of talked about it back in the fall because we had that long stretch where we had no games. People were working from home back in the summer. And I hope you never really condition yourself at that point in time, but you know the storm is coming. And I think right now we've weathered the storm, and now we're sitting here towards the end of April, and really we have men's golf and softball and track left and tennis left. And it does feel like you're starting to have at least the ability to breathe a little bit, the ability to exhale. And we have graduation coming up here in a couple of weeks, and then the week after that we host the Summit League Outdoor Track Championship. So it really feels like you feel like the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote when all of a sudden you're chasing the Roadrunner. And I feel like that's what we've been doing all spring. And pretty soon he paints that wall in front of us, and we're just going to stop just smack dab right into that wall. And then you're like, okay, now what? But even then we're still, as busy as we are right now, there's still a lot of planning that we're doing that we have to do now for both this summer and the fall. So it's not going to stop, but we have to be, we'll be smart about when we can pick and choose our times to take a little bit of a break.
As you bring up planning for things in the fall and over the summer, things going forward, I know it's still been an ongoing changing thing, and we continue to get more and more updates, but does it feel like everything is full-fledged, returned to what we were 2 years ago, as you and everybody else continues to plan everything going into the fall for fall season sports and fan attendance and all of that? Obviously it can change, but does it feel like we are trending that direction?
Notice my big pause and sigh in that. I would like to think so. But this same time last year, we kind of figured that we'd only be, another few weeks or maybe another month, and then we'd all be back. And so I'm very optimistic, but I'm cautiously optimistic. We are going to prepare as if we are going open the doors and it's going to be full force all fall long. But like we had to do in what we learned last summer, is we have to be able to have some contingency plans in place if we have to change directions, change course, or pivot at all. So the more and more that we get through this, the more optimistic I am. I think you'll see once we can get to maybe midsummer, maybe that July timeframe, get a really good idea of where we're at and really start planning from there. But our goal and here in the department, it really is, we are planning, whether it be season tickets, whether it be volleyball, footballs, everything is full go. And we will see where we end up come this spring, or not this spring, but the summer and in early fall, to know what our final, what it finally looks like for us.
Well, I know we're all looking forward to getting back to as normal as possible, no doubt about that. We're talking about sports coming to an end, and women's golf did that this past weekend in the Summit League Championships down in Newton, Kansas. Fourth place finish for the golf team. They had a really tough day number two. But outside of that, pretty decent golf. And freshman Danica Berdura led the Coyotes, finishing in eighth place in her first Summit League Championship.
It was less than ideal conditions. And I think everybody that second day really kind of battled that. But certainly came back strong on the third day, but kind of had dug too deep of a hole that day. But, again, overall pleased with how they performed. I can tell you, Coach, Bennett would have liked to have seen us finish a lot higher. And frankly, so would I. I think this team has really shown that they can play really good golf. It's funny. And all of us that play golf, or you, if you've golfed with me, you know, I can play golf. It doesn't mean I play golf. But how one day you can just shoot out of your mind and the next day it's, you know, you struggle. And sometimes it's, you can't figure it out. And the more you think about trying to fix it, sometimes the deeper the hole that you dig. But, you know, it's a young group, and you kind of look forward to this group. We'll have some good senior leadership next year with some youth sprinkled in. So you really got to find ways to provide and get that consistency, certainly all season long, but definitely within the two or three rounds that you play in a tournament weekend.
Now, the men's golf team will take center stage this weekend at the same golf course in Newton, Kansas. And we'll see how the Coyote men are able to perform. Obviously, Matt Tolan has had a lot of the headlines this year for men's golf. He just has continued to be a solid player.
Yeah, he really is. And the whole group in general, they've all taken kind of turns at having some breakout performances. Now you want to get to that point where you can bring it all together. You know, think about, you know, it's one of those where you think about your game and the things that you can do well. And don't focus on everything else that's swirling around you. Now, golf is an interesting one, right? Because the elements, the weather can certainly play into that. But it's a team that I think has the ability to win a championship. And putting, again, 3 days together is going to be what it takes. And really getting out of your own head sometimes to be able to get that done. And, you know, it's easy to say go out there and relax, but you've really got to have in golf a short memory. You know, when you and I golf, John, we really forget those slices into the water pretty quickly. And that's what in golf, you've got to, you can't dwell on those. You just got one shot ahead of you that you have to take care of. So, you know, Coach Vining's done a really good job with this group. And I think getting them to this point, you're looking at an opportunity to win a championship. So, but a lot of things have to come together and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, the easiest way to forget those shots you hit in the water is don't hit it there in the first place.
You know what? Somebody told me that once. And, you know what? Don't even go looking for it. Just drop and get it.
There you go. Well, we'll get ready for the men's golf championships this weekend, see how they do. The track and field teams continue on in their season, obviously preparing for the upcoming Summit League Championships here in just a few weeks. But the men's track and field team is back in the top 25 at number 24 this week. They've been ranked in the top 25 now. I think it's four of the last 5 weeks, which has been incredible to see their stretch run. And obviously, a lot of it led by pole vault and high jump.
Right. You know, and, you know, it's interesting with track because as you looked at and try to determine how you build a team and what are your strengths and what can you really capitalize on. You'll have some track teams that are really focusing on the distance. It might be the sprints and hurdles. In our case, our strength has been our jumps. And, you know, with that, you know, if that's your anchor, then you look at, you know, building in and around that. And I think we've got some great distance. We've got really good sprinters. And hurdlers, and it doesn't hurt when you've got two Olympic coaches on your staff with A.G. Kruger and certainly Garrick Miles. So it's a team that's poised, I think, to really take a crack at the Summit League title this year. But again, on those days, you really have to, everybody has to kind of hit their peak performances. And it's funny how maybe just, let's say it's two or four events where, boy, point-wise, you know, coaches, especially track coaches, they go into these meets and they kind of already have it figured out based on where everybody's times or distances, whatever it is, you know, where they kind of rank. And they've almost got this in their mind of where they think everybody's going to finish. And so what you really got to do is really look for those performances where they really kind of reach beyond themselves to get to your point where you can win a Summit Championship. North Dakota State has kind of had a stranglehold on it lately. And for us, it's going to be this stretch run. We had a really good Drake relays, both on the men's and the women's side. We go down to Kansas this weekend to really prep us for the Summit Championships here in mid-May. So overall, just some great performances. And we've talked about this before, really at a time when, you know, it's been great that the weather's been nice enough to get outside. But when it hasn't been, we've been able to be inside as well, too. So it's been a good mix and a good balance for this group. So And really at a time too, when, you know, we're still dealing with all these COVID measures. And, you know, the challenge sometimes too is, you know, you're at a track meet, and we've, you know, both the track meets that we've hosted here and the track meets that we've gone to, it's always been limited attendance. And it seems odd that you do that because you're outside, but I think they're taking it. We're certainly taking every measure possible we can, and so are these athletes. So it's been an incredibly odd year, frankly, for everybody. But for this track team, they've, again, like a lot of our sports and teams, they found a way around all those obstacles.
No doubt. Just continuing to get through the season for everyone. And that's what softball is doing as well. They are firing through their season, just a couple of weekends left of the regular season. Final home weekend for softball this weekend as they take on Western Illinois. And I tell you what, good time for a home weekend because they are really battling right now for a spot in that Summit League tournament.
Right. You know, it's a little bit of a log jam right now in kind of that middle pack, if you will. There's really, you know, you have SDSU in first place, and outside of that, you've got really the rest of the league that's all within about two games of each other. So with two series left, I think we have a home and then home against Western Illinois, and then on the road against Omaha. Those are our two last series. And so it could very well be the difference from second place to sixth place almost, and being able to find some consistency out there. You know, we've seen some great performances, certainly had a great one this past weekend, but we've got to build that into all four games. And, you know, it'd be great to get a couple sweeps in here, but this weekend will be a big one. Saturday and Sunday here on campus, supposed to be great weather. Come out and watch some great softball and cheer them on.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun, no doubt about it. David, great stuff. Keep powering through. I know the seasons are winding down, but keep powering through, plan it for the future, and we'll all keep looking forward to all of those upcoming details. Thanks so much for the time. Greatly appreciated, as always.
Thanks, John. Appreciate you, man.
He's David Herbster, the athletics director at the University of South Dakota. Okay, Yotes fans, let's bank some noise. First Dakota National Bank is here to help you reach all of your financial goals. Bank some noise with First Dakota at firstdakota.com. Member FDIC. This week, I had a chance to catch up with Lauren Wobkin. She is a senior softball player for the Coyotes and obviously spent her career at USD, but set to wrap that career up here over the next few weeks. Lauren, your team is preparing for kind of the final stretch of the season here. A couple of Summit League weekends remain on the schedule, including a home weekend this weekend. And I know you're right in the thick of the conversation for the Summit League tournament. So as you gear up here for the next 2 weeks, how's the motivation for your team as you prepare for this stretch run, trying to finish strong?
Yeah, so we know we have the conference tournament coming up in a couple weeks. But we have two big weekends left because it's all about, you know, getting a good seed for the tournament. The 1 and 2 seeds, they get a bye the first round. And then the 3, 4, 5, and 6, they get to play a play-in game. And then there's actually one team who doesn't even get to make the tournament. So we've been gearing up. I think we're right in the middle of the pack right now as far as seedings would go. But we know we have two weekends left. We play Western at home this weekend. And then Omaha next weekend. So we know we can get some wins these next couple weekends to get us ready for the conference tournament and get a good seed and be ready to play in Fargo.
Lauren, I know this. Everybody's dealt with it, but this year's been a challenge for so many people with all of the COVID stuff going on. And your team is no different. I know at one point had been hit with some COVID issues, and you're missing some players here or there. How challenging has it been for your group, just mentally, when you think about all the testing that goes into this, and you're just wanting to play softball like you always have?
Yeah, it's been totally different. Obviously, it's been very hard mentally for us, especially so earlier in the season. Like you said, we got hit right before our spring break trip. So we always go on a spring break trip for 11 days. So it was right before we went down to Florida for 11 days. And we had eight girls quarantined because of COVID. So we still went. We had, I think, 17 or so girls that could still go. But it was just a lot of adapting and people having to play different positions, which we're not used to. But we just wanted to get more games in and prepare for conference. But it's just been really hard, all the testing and just taking many precautions and just trying to be as safe as we can so we're still able to play and finish out the season.
You talk about playing different positions. That's kind of the sport of softball. It seems to be one of the sports that has the most utility type of players, and you've bounced around at different positions yourself. Do you feel like you're always prepared to try something different?
I am, especially so the past, I think, 3 years, I mainly played third base, and then this season I've been at second base a lot. So it's different. It's a totally different view of the field, but you know, we kind of practice at different positions. He's very good at, you know, moving us around in practice, so we're always prepared for whatever can happen. Because obviously, especially this year, you never know when some girls aren't going to be able to play because of COVID, or so we're just always ready to play different positions.
Yeah, it's been a crazy year, no doubt about it. Yeah. You look back at your career, you're a senior, and we'll get into more of that here in a moment, but you've been able to spend time at USD, not terribly far from your hometown in Scribner, Nebraska. What has it meant to you to play somewhat close to home at a high level?
Yeah, that's something I always wanted to do growing up. I knew I wanted to stay pretty close to home. And yeah, like you said, it's pretty close. It's an hour and a half from home. So I've been very fortunate. My parents, they're at every single game, near and far. It's just been super nice to have the support. And I know they're close. I'm close to home, so I can always head home if I need to, but still far enough away.
Yeah, no doubt, which is important when you're a college student, right?
Exactly.
Well, you attended Guardian Angels Central Catholic High School, and what some people may not know is that you're a record holder in the state of Nebraska with home runs and batting average, and you're even, I believe, the high school triple jump record holder, at least were at one point. So a tremendous athlete at a Guardian Angels Central Catholic. When did you know that softball was the sport that you were maybe going to continue to pursue after high school?
Yeah, so I would say really early on. My family's a big softball, baseball family. My parents both played softball, baseball in college, and I'm the youngest of three girls. I have two older sisters. They both played at Wayne State. They played softball. So I just grew up around it. I think ever since I was born, I've been chasing my sisters around at their softball games. And I was on like a travel softball team. I went to Omaha ever since I was like 10, I was on that team in Omaha. So softball was a sport I spent all of my time on. So I knew early on.
Well, you've obviously had a lot of success in the sport. And now as you kind of look ahead, and I know you're focused here on the next couple of weekends, but everybody kind of has this weird COVID year thing going on, and everybody's going to be asked all the time, are you going to stick around and play another year? And I don't know where that thought or that conversation is for you, but what has to go into that conversation, or has a decision been made for you as you think about your future?
Yeah, so I made my decision. I am going to occupational therapy school. I was applying back in the summer. It's something you have to apply for. I think applications were due way back in July. So I told myself, you know, if I don't get into, you know, my graduate school program where I want to go, I'll stay and take my fifth year. But I got accepted into school in Omaha. So I will be heading to UNMC in Omaha next year for occupational therapy school.
Very cool. And with occupational therapy, what is something that you want to do once you get through that program?
Yeah, so I've done a lot of shadowing. There's many different areas you can go into. Some work at schools, some work in hospitals. So I really don't know yet. You get a lot of experience while you're in school going to different, you know, locations. So I spend a lot of time in the school shadowing them there, and I really love that. But I also worked at a place in Omaha this past summer with like brain and spinal cord injury patients, and I also really loved that. So I'm not exactly sure. School is 3 years long, so I think in the next 3 years I will learn what I want to do for sure.
Well, before you get too far down the road with all of that, you get to finish up your softball career at USD, and final home weekend is coming up this weekend, final home games. Have you allowed that to kind of sink in and creep into your mind on playing your last home games at USD?
You know, I don't think it's really hit me yet. And it's senior weekend this coming weekend. And we, all of us seniors, are talking. We're like, wow, we can't believe it's senior weekend. And it's like for us this year. Especially, you know, this whole year, it's gone. It's weird. It feels like it's gone so fast yet so slow. I just can't believe we're already at our last home weekend, and thank goodness it's going to be a really nice weekend. Hopefully we can get a lot of fans out there. And I'm just excited for it.
No doubt. And you'd love a lot of fans. A lot of fans would enjoy the weather this weekend, because this weather is going to be weather that I doubt your team has played too many Summit League weekends in the weather we're planning for this weekend. Have you?
Nope. It's going to be different for sure, but we're going to really like it.
Why should fans come out and watch your team here when they get the you know, one last opportunity this weekend?
Yeah, I just think it's going to be super fun. It's our last home weekend. We play Western Illinois. I think we can get four wins. We play two games Saturday, two games Sunday. And I just think it's going to be super fun out there with really good weather, and just come enjoy it while you can.
As you look back now and get ready to you know, move on to what's next in your life, how would you describe your time at the University of South Dakota, both as just a college student, a student athlete, and playing softball?
Yeah, you know, when you're a freshman coming in, you don't really know what to expect, and it just went so fast. I just have had such the best experience, nothing but positive things. I've just loved every second here, and I just can't believe it's over, and I'm super sad that my 4 years are done already.
Well, finish strong in the softball field over the next couple of weekends, and hopefully we'll see your team competing at a high level in the Summit League tournament. Lauren, thanks so much for the time. Greatly appreciate it, and all the best to you and your team.
All right, thank you, John.
That's Lauren Watkins. She is a senior softball player for USD from Scribner, Nebraska, joining us here on Yotecast. Hey, all you golfers out there, the Bluffs Golf Course in Vermilion is featuring half-price special for first-time adult or family memberships. Go to thebluffsgc.com or call 677-7058 for more information. A big thank you to the Bluffs Golf Course for their support of Coyote Athletics. And speaking of golf this week, the Coyote men's golf team will wrap up its season at the Summit League Golf Championships in Newton, Kansas, and had a chance to catch up with golf coach John Vining. John, as your team gets set to kind of wrap up its portion of the season here this weekend at the Summit League Golf Championships, Sand Creek Station Golf Course in Newton, Kansas is the location. How do you summarize the year for your guys? As you know, you battled all the different challenges that everybody has, but how do you summarize this season?
If I think of the one word, it's close. You know, we were so close to making it happen at times with, you know, putting a team score together. You know, we've been battling sort of, you know, had a schedule of playing five events in 7 weeks. And, you know, I think as a coach in hindsight, you know, that was kind of tough, with some uncontrollables in that. You can't pick and choose when the events are. But I really think that it kind of, caused us to miss some opportunities to sort of reset and sort of recalibrate at times with, you know, quick turnovers and playing qualifiers between events. It was tough. And so, we kind of progressed later in the season, started to play a little better, and had our best finish at Omaha at our last event. And, you know, we were really close there, putting a team score together to contend to win that thing in tough conditions. And so, you know, it was great to see sort of the lineup find its way, with making contributions throughout, throughout the whole tournament, having different guys step up, because the first part of our season, it was kind of, you know, Matt Tolan or Tate Aarons leading the way throughout the year. And that was good. You know, those guys are always going to be our leaders, and guys have been busting their tails. And this last 2 weeks was great to have off. And, you know, although we had another qualifier, it was a great qualifier that we had. Guys pushed each other. And, you know, like I said, we've been close. And I think that this past couple weeks really made us better to sort of have that time to reset. And, you know, it's always the goal to peak at the right time. And I think that, you know, our team's in a good shape to go out there and kind of put everything we got together and try to contend for this thing.
You know, you mentioned a couple of seniors there, and Tate Aarons and Matt Tolan. And Matt Tolan has received Summit League Golfer of the Week honors. He's kind of had some of the headlines this year with some of his finishes. His career just has continued to be a solid one for the University of South Dakota.
Yeah, it sure has. And, you know, to be, you know, be his coach for 5 years has been pretty neat. Sort of one of the blessings in this COVID year is to have him around again. And, you know, just to see another year on him and see his maturity. And it's just been really neat to see him grow, you know, always have room to grow. But that kid has really matured. And, you know, I see it out there. He's been playing like a pro. You know, when it doesn't go well, he handles it with, you know, great belief. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about grit, and, you know, he's sort of bought into that. And I think it's become more of a real thing for him. It's just been a fun thing to be a part of. And, you know, tribute his openness and willingness to grow and get better. And, you know, he's sort of reaped the rewards of that to compete. And, you know, he's contended to win some events this spring. And, you know, I'm excited for him this week. And you know, we've been lucky to kind of be a part of his development and to see his commitment to the game and our program. It's been a lot of fun.
You've obviously been familiar with the golf course that your team will play this weekend. Is it a golf course that maybe lends itself to some of the strengths of your team?
Well, you know, we will be prepared for the conditions. You know, Sand Creek is a championship venue. It's got some great, you know, ebbs and flows to it in terms of its setup, but it's always got a wind going on. Whether it's, you know, 10 to 15, that usually means 20 to 25 on the golf course, or 20 to 30. It's a golf course where it can change in a day with the direction of you know, how it's blowing. But it does set up for us in a sense of, we've been preparing for this. We talk about conditions and understanding how they can change, you know, different shot types. And, you know, I do think that we're going to be prepared for it. And, you know, guys have confidence in that, because sometimes you can get into a situation like that where you haven't seen it and it kind of be shell shock for you. But, you know, our guys, we played in it. The second half of our spring is, you know, Midwest golf. So we see, you know, cold, wind, rain, you know, we see all of it. So I do think it fits kind of what we've been working through. And you know, the guys believe in that idea. It's not just me saying that. And I think that is a huge benefit for us.
Yeah, we'll look forward to seeing how those guys perform down in Newton, Kansas this weekend. It's the Summit League Golf Championships. The women wrapped up their golf championships last week, and, of course, coached by Brett Bennett. And you guys go back a long ways. I always think this is interesting that you guys are actually on the golf team at USD for a year, I think it was, at the same time, both from Sioux Falls, different high schools. I'm curious, if Danny Sinkson back in the day was asked which two guys would eventually be golf coaches, would he have picked you two?
You know what, he may have. You know, we as funny as we probably both knew him, you know, more than any other player, because we grew up around Danny, and, you know, we both played for him. And, you know, sort of that golf community, we all of us have a desire to help golfers. We always have, and I think that's been a contagious thing for us to talk about those things. So you might have hit it, John. He may have guessed that on our behalf.
So could you pick two guys who might be golf coaches on your team right now, or is that kind of up in the air right now?
You know, I could pick one, and, you know, we kind of talked about it a little bit with one of those guys, and, you know, he kind of made him think about it, and, you know, something he's considered. And, you know, funny enough, it's a guy that, you know, just has a desire for others to get the most out of themselves, and I think that's an innate DNA in any coach or teacher, you know, in any line of work of service, if you will.
Yeah, no doubt. What has it been like for you being around Brett Bennett, you know, both teammates at USD, and then it coming back full circle and both being coaches at the University of South Dakota? What has that meant to you, just to kind of sit back and realize the full circle journey?
You know, it's pretty neat. You know, I remember the process when the position opened, and obviously I didn't make any hirings, but I knew that Brett, you know, had a desire to, in a dream to coach at this level and make that his living. And, you know, it was exciting to know that he wanted to be a part of this. And so, you know, once he got in here and got the job, it was just, it was a blessing because, you know, we knew each other. We had a past relationship. And when we're staffs of, you know, one guy with some volunteer help every now and then, we essentially become each other's, you know, day-to-day colleague where we're feeding off each other ideas. You know, we both have different styles at times. And, you know, that in itself makes us better. We challenge each other and, you know, in terms of, you know, what we need to do to keep getting better. And that's it's been a fun working relationship. If, you know, back when you mentioned when I was a player, and even before that, back when I was a junior, I always looked up to Brett as a player and kind of how he went about his business. And so I've always had a great respect for him. And it's been a great, you know, couple of years here to sort of reestablish and not only become colleagues, but, you know, what I consider good friends.
How much have you seen that passion just continue to grow to guys that obviously competed at USD, and now you're trying to get these teams to win Summit League titles and go on to regionals and everything like that, and you've both had some great players come through programs in a short amount of time. How much does that passion just continue to burn for both of you?
You know, it really does. It keeps you hungry. You know, it's kind of that, you know, challenge of like, holy cow, we've been lucky to have some really great players. And, you know, it's sort of that challenge of like, you know, how do you continue this and keep bringing in those guys? And it pushes you to not only, you know, be in that position, but just to get those guys in here that sort of want that Summit League championship. You know, and that's kind of the common thread within, you know, always the coaches are going to have that. But when you can bring in players that really want to be a part of that, you know, that's hard to teach and coach. And so, you know, recruiting and finding sort of that desire is the greatest challenge. And it's obviously what drives us because, you know, as coaches, this is our jobs and we want to experience that for our guys and have that sort of, you know, high level experience. And so those things keep us hungry. That's for sure.
Between you and Brett, who's the better golfer?
Well, you know, back in the day, Brett had me and he was always a guy I looked up to. You know, right now, you know, he got into the golf profession, so maybe he played a little bit less, and I kind of remained amateur. So I played a little bit more. So I will say this publicly, you know, it's a good match nowadays. We both kind of go back and forth. We get usually maybe one or two 9-hole matches in a spring, and, you know, maybe this summer we'll sneak in a couple more, maybe some more official rounds. But, you know, we just love it, even though that's the beauty of golf is, you know, we're golf coaches, and our goal is to make our players better. But, you know, we still kind of find our little tune to try to work on our own things, you know, maybe get that tee shot down or – work on our mental games and maybe even sprinkle in a tournament or two. You know, it's a fun match. And that was kind of the same battles with, you know, Coach Hodson and I. That was always fun to have sort of that escape to get our own juices going at times. But it's healthy. It's a healthy competition.
I think I need to find a way to get you and Coach Bennett and even Coach Hovden all together for a scramble team. I think we'd have a lot of fun. And I'd just kind of sit back and watch you guys play, I think.
Yeah, no, that sounds like you could sign me up for that group. That's for sure.
Hey, before I let you go, I got to ask you about your son Jones because you know, we talked not that long ago about him going viral. The video of him taking that big swing of the tee shot and falling over, and then I saw, I think a couple of weeks ago, you had another video of him chipping in a shot, and he was so excited about hitting the golf balls he didn't even watch it go in, but. Watching his excitement once you told him it was in the hole, he went and checked. That was so cool. How's Jones doing, and how's his golf game?
Yeah, it's great. You know, that was a blast. It always was. Some people ask me how often do I have my camera out, and I'm honest. It's usually about if we're out there for an hour and a half. It's, you know, 5 to 10 minutes where I'm maybe taking some clips. But you know, he just loves it. He loves chipping and putting. I know that the big swing was kind of the viral sensation, but he just loves chipping and putting. You know, he could be out there all day long. We have a blast doing it. It's kind of my favorite thing to do with him. I just kind of sit back and, you know, he's starting to develop some golf etiquette, asking me if I want the flag in or out, or, you know, keep my eye on the ball. You know, he may have gotten that from his his mother, some of those nice things. But it's been a lot of fun, and you know, golf has always been a huge shared thing within, you know, my family, and so it's been a very, very thing I'm very grateful for to continue to share that. And you know, our daughter Maria, she's 1.5. She likes to be out there now too. So you know, watch out, world, and we'll see what happens from there.
The Vinings are going viral. We'll continue to watch some of that. John, great stuff. Thanks so much for the time. Greatly appreciate it as always. Good luck this weekend down in Newton, Kansas. We'll be watching from afar.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate everything.
He's John Vining, the men's golf coach at the University of South Dakota. For the past decade, there's only been one place to watch your favorite coaches, players, and teams, and that place is Midcoast Sports Network, celebrating 10 years of sports this season. A couple of notes from this week at USD. Todd Lee has announced the addition of Eric Oliver to the men's basketball program. He transfers from Laramie County Community College in Wyoming, where over the last 2 years he's averaged around 20 points per game. So a great addition for the Coyote men's basketball team. He's a 6'1 guard. They'll look for that kind of help there. And a couple of honors for volleyball players. Amy Adams and Elizabeth Junkie were named Academic All-Summit League team. The two Coyotes are part of 8 honored by the Summit League for maintaining a 3.3 cumulative GPA while also participating in over 50% of the team's matches throughout the course of the season. So congratulations to them, obviously getting it done on the court, but also getting it done in the classroom as well, and we can always appreciate that. All right, let's take a look at upcoming events in Coyote Athletics as we get set to flip the calendar to May here over the weekend. Coming up this weekend, the track and field team will be at the Rock Chalk Classic in Lawrence, Kansas. That is set for Friday and Saturday. Women's tennis will compete in the Summit League Championships in Denver, Colorado. They'll take on the top seed Denver. That is on Friday afternoon, so we'll see how things go there in Denver. For the tennis teams, men's golf begins the Summit League Championships in Newton, Kansas. That's Saturday, Sunday, and Monday that they will compete. Softball is home on Saturday for a doubleheader that begins at noon. They're also home for a doubleheader on Sunday. That one begins at 11 a.m. That's what's coming up in Coyote Athletics, and that is, you know, they're winding down as we get closer here to the end of the seasons. That is going to do it for me this week. Thanks so much for taking the time to listen to this episode and all of our episodes throughout the course of the year. My thanks to John Vining, Lauren Wobkin, and David Herbster for their time joining the podcast as well. As always, if there's a story or an athlete that you'd like to hear more about, you can always email us at yotecast@usd.edu. Until next time, I'm John Thayer. Have a great rest of your weekend. Have a great week. We'll do it again very, very soon. Stay safe and go Yotes.
Thanks for listening to Yotecast, the official podcast of the University of South Dakota Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Coyote Sports Network.